Acknowledgements. First and foremost, I want to thank my family for their endless support and patience over the last several years, especially this past year of writing this book. I appreciate and love you all. David, my husband, I love you with all my heart. Thank you for accepting me for who I am, putting up with my divided attention, and allowing me the time to get to the other side to be with you. Your love saved me. Zachary, Tyler, and Alexi, I couldn't ask for more devoted and loving children. You are my heroes. This is as much your story as it is mine, as you lived it every day. I love you the most, moster, blah de blah. Barbara and Bruce Winston, my parents, have believed in me and supported me always. Your influence and unconditional love guided me to where I am today. There are no words strong enough to express my gratitude. I love you always and forever. Michelle and Jerry Walkoff, my in-laws have treated me like the daughter they never had, and I'm so lucky to have them as my family. No matter when, where, or what hour, you have always been there for me and us. I love you. Randall Battenkoff, you are an amazing brother. We've been on many long journeys together, none of which I could have done without you. Thank you for diving into this book with me, being my first reader, and for your brilliant suggestions and catches. I wouldn't have been able to express myself without you. I love you, RB1. Hillary and Izzy Battenkoff. My sister-in-law's and niece's patience and love guided me along the way. Your insight has been invaluable to me. I love you. Gordon Winston, my big brother. You are and always will be irreplaceable. We know we never have to face anything alone. Love you, GB. Golnar, Nikki, and Layla Winston. To my sister-in-law and nieces, although you're not by my side, you're always in my heart. I love you. To my family, Dr. Martin, Roz, Brandon, and Devin Weiss. We've shared so much together, and I hope you know that it's always coming from a place of love. Our family is our strength. I love you. I also want to thank my friends for their immense support and understanding in the good times and hard times, all times. Nina Shapiro, Erica Karsh, Karen Zucker, and Nina Davidson. You told me so. Never let me face this alone. Jenny Ruff and Jen Goodman, never let me climb this alone. Meryl Poster, Holly Phillips, and Wendy Klerman, never stopped believing in me. Amanda Poses and Roxanne Palin love me just the same. Tammy Major, Kim Yates, and Hillary Kahn constantly checked in on me. Dr. Dexter Sun and Dr. Roger Hartle, I am forever grateful to both of you for saving my life. Dr. Frank Miller, your advice will stay in my heart forever. Dr. Roy Brady, with heartfelt appreciation, thank you for always caring. Dr. Mark Brackett and Dr. Robin Stern, thank you for believing in the greater good, giving me permission to feel, and teaching me how to cope with the gaslight effect. My lawyers, thank you for your counsel and support. Forever grateful. Mel Berger, my agent at WME, thank you for always having my back. Andy McNichol, my agent, thank you for guiding me through it all and for being in my corner. Val Frankel, thank you for believing in me and helping me tell my story. Zoe Weisberg-Cody, thank you for always being there for me and having my back. To everyone at Gallery Books, this book would not have been possible without the incredible work and talent of you all. Thanks to publisher Jennifer Bergstrom, editorial director Amy Bell, executive editor Natasha Simons, publicity and marketing director Sally Marvin, managing editor Caroline Palata, production editor Jamie Selzer, assistant editors Maggie Lachlan and Max Smeltzer, art director Lisa Litwack, interior design director Jamie Putorti, and production manager Caitlin Snowden. Also thanks to lawyer Eric Raymond, researcher Ben Kalin, copy editor Asia Pollack, and proofreaders Linda Sawicki and Susan Bashansky. To the audio production team, thank you for bringing this book to life. Travis Tun, Robert Kessler, and Sam Popkin. Finally, to my grandparents, Bubby Ethel, and Papa Joel, with all my love, I dedicate this book to you.